Welcome to Sports 56 Happy Hour with Johnny Radio. The first hour of the show is brought to you by MemphisMoldInspector.com. Now, here's your host, Johnny Radio himself, John Harden.
It's gotten what it is back, what it is, no, I what it is back, what it is, I gotta go. Come on, wanna change, but you're still there, laying down, paint it over, break it down, back it up.
Yo. Welcome into a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. It's Friday, and guess what? It's 69 degrees on this beautiful Friday. And I ain't joking either. It really is. Check it right there. Time and temp, 69 degrees. What a beautiful Friday. The draft, round one, happened last night. I've got so much to say, and I'm always so blessed, because on this beautiful Friday after round one, we get to talk with Adam Schefter's illegitimate son, Mo Schefter.
He said he ain't got nothing to do either but hang out with us.
Yep, we got him for a whole hour, from 11:30 to 12:30. We are breaking down the first round, what should happen in the second round, have the Rams smoked crack rocks.
And what? I love it.
You love it.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, he's a 49er. Guy? I forgot you 49er fan.
Come on, baby.
Yeah,
hold on, can I get y'all in the mood?
How about dealing with the NFC?
Can I get y'all in the mood?
Hey, what?
Yeah, get me in the mood, man.
What the
Oh, yeah. That kind of mood. I thought you were thinking about the 69 degrees. I was like, what kind of music is he bringing up in this joint?
69 degrees on a freaky Friday.
A freaky Friday.
I mean, NFL, not nothing else. I'm at a loss.
No, I know. I was like, I'm proud of you. I thought for sure you were going off of my wonderful intro. But yeah, man, one thing I wanted to bring up, and I want everybody to be active today. Today, it's Friday. Like, you don't give a damn about being at work, do you?
Although I'm at work, I really don't.
Oh, yeah. We don't count.
Okay.
I'm talking about like the people who are actually stuck at their job right now, who are lucky enough that have us in their pocket and listening.
We make it easy for them to have that feeling.
Well, I want y'all to hit me up today at the Sissy's Log Cabin text in listener line, where life's too short for ordinary jewelry. 901-360-8255. 901-360-8255. Why? Because I want y'all to help me give you what you want. I will give you my opinions. Mo Schefter will give you his. We'll give you our thoughts on the teams in the first round, what happened last night. We are going deep in the draft. And, you know, the National Football League has fans everywhere. We might be in Memphis, Tennessee. Some people love the Titans. Some people feel like the Titans came to Memphis and left Memphis, and like they're like, bleep the Titans. You know what I'm saying?
And they weren't even the Titans. They were the Oilers.
Yeah, that's true. That is a good fact.
Weren't ours. They were just here.
They were rentals. We were renting them.
Basically, we weren't even renting them. They were renting a Liberty Bowl.
That's facts.
They did no promotion, no none of that. They just played their 8 home games at the Liberty Bowl, and that was that. I went to 2 of them, though.
Amen. I went to a couple, too.
Actually, week 1, week 17. Week 1 overtime win against the Raiders.
God, that was so long ago. I feel so old.
It'll be 30 years next year.
I mean, the Memphis Maniacs, like, I worked for them.
I went to a couple of those games, too.
Me and Jim Drunken Miller, like, their quarterback who played for the 49ers and also at Virginia Tech, we became really good friends and were on the softball team together and partied down on a Beal.
And you remember Marcus Allen's brother Damon was the quarterback as well the first season that they were.
And Manny met his first wife with me. That was my fault. Sorry about that, Jim. Yep, I wouldn't take relationship advice from me. But I would tell Pau Gasol, man, you are a – man, that's a brat move. Take my girl.
I mean, you know, he been over in Monte Carlo pimping, so he got
– Yeah, I ain't got his bank account, bro. Yeah, you know, I ain't competing.
He different, man.
I don't blame you, dear. But you didn't go very far along. Now, well, I don't know about that part. But anyway, last night's draft, I want to ask everybody out there to participate at 901-360-8255 at the Sissy Law Cabin text and listener line. Why? Because I want to know what you think. Like Titans, I keep thinking about the Titans at number 4. That's when everything got – I mean, at 3, when Arizona took Jeremiah Love, that was kind of a shocker to me.
I mean, why? He was the best player available. You got to.
I hear what you're saying, but you have a room with James Conner – Tyler Algier, Now you have Jeremiah Love. You have no wide receivers. You don't have a quarterback. You have Gardner Minshew and Jacoby Brissett. Your offensive line sucks ass, bro. Let me just tell you a little secret. Ask Ashton Jeanty what it's like to run behind an offensive line that sucks.
You're speaking about the Arizona Cardinals in this manner. This is to his delight.
I actually love. I mean, no pun intended.
I love Jeremiah Love. Yeah, hey, but, the only two running backs going in the first round were both from Notre Dame.
They couldn't draft an O-line with him, so take the best player, right?
What are you talking about?
With Love. Like, he's the best skill player available.
Like, you could have gotten Francis, the big-ass, those offensive tackle, bro. You could have gotten Arvell Reese, the damn mountain monster.
Mo said, you ain't even got to wait till 11:30. You can call him now.
Yeah, baby.
Get on the damn phone, because you already got me annoyed. I even got to give props to the Cowboys today.
Hey, I want to give props to the Cowboys. Last night, they drafted Darren Woodson last night. I honestly believe it.
That's a good look.
Thank you.
That is a great.
Yes, last night they drafted Darren Woodson.
Ooh-wee. I'm going to give you a little bit of love today. Darian Newsom.
Except Young D. Wood didn't
is on fire.
Start.
Yeah, I got pages. I got pages of notes over here, baby.
Except Young D. Wood didn't even start. But Caleb's that kind of a game changer, though.
I think he's the most instant pro immediately. Hey. And I don't know if you noticed what sucked really, 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 really bad for Dallas last year.
The add water pro.
Make sure you just add a little bit of water. It's like a self-contained system. It's like digging a hole, putting a bunch of crappie in it, running your little crops down there. The crops will keep the water clean. The fish will keep the damn vegetables fed. Man, you got a little cycle going on. And one cycle we got going on with Arizona is they just stupid. Like, do you think the desert fries your brain?
You know what? There may be something to this.
Yeah, because that's where Brandon IU came from. Yeah. He's fried.
It might be something to this, though.
I mean, we're talking about a 3-14 team that got rid of their little quarterback, Kyler Murray, and brought in Jacoby Brissett and Gardner Minshew. And I did see that I was right. They did have Keaton Slovis on the roster. Like, remember him? USC?
Yeah.
Sucked.
They can make amends, John. You still got Drew Aller out there. You still got Nussmeier. Before you turn your face up, that's kind of what you get in the second, third round. You look for that reach. So, I mean, they went best player available. So, I'm really not mad at the Cardinals. I'm not trying to sell you on it either. I'm just saying that I don't dislike
best player available. He's definitely the best damn running back. He ran a 4.37 40. He's got breakaway speed. He can catch the ball. He's a full-grown man. All he does is work. I love his I love his work ethic. I love his mentality. I love everything about him. I love Jeremiah Love.
It's not even about
his last name is freaking Love.
It's not even about the player.
It's about you can't run through a defense that can't block for you.
This is why you don't draft running backs that high.
No ish, bro.
As Mo pointed out several times this week, the great running backs in this league that have won Super Bowls, they didn't win them with the team that drafted them.
I mean, I got completely confused by the Cardinals, but before I even get into that and get Mo on here, Arizona Cardinals not only confused me, but the Tennessee Titans, like, what in the hell? Last year, you had the number one pick. It sucks. It wasn't one of those Elway drafts. You know what I mean? Like, you know, Cam Ward is a great, is going to be, I like him. But you drafting him number one overall, there was a lot of still question marks. Again, a kid who had to go to out west to a very small school to just now like slipped my mind. Then he went to Washington. Then he went to Miami, had an amazing year, went buck wild, and went number one to the Titans.
The crime is them not drafting an offensive lineman. I have a bigger problem with them taking Cardale Tate than Love before that. So
Francis, bro.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of Proctor, bro. I mean, a lot of guys that you could have did that with.
You took the number two wide receiver for Ohio State. You didn't take – your fourth pick was the number two wide receiver in Ohio State.
They were reading headlines. It seems like they –
I want you to think about what they did. Headlines. They love mid-grade.
Well, nobody.
They had A.J. Brown, and to get rid of him because they thought a dude who can't breathe and has asthma from Arkansas was going to – Trey Burks, my ass, was going to replace A.J. Brown. I told you so. I told you so. I told you so.
It's my favorite time of the year.
It is. And they're watching. And I actually think the Tennessee Titans got lucky. They took the biggest, the largest edge rusher, John, at 31. Keldrick Falk, 6'5", 276. He reminds me of Julius Peppers.
Now, do I like that pick? I'll say Keldrick is a pimp. The only thing that scares me is, as much as he played, I believe he only had 10 sacks.
He's boom or bust. He is boom or bust.
So, with being 6'5", 280 pounds, same thing. Okay, the dude, like, water weight for 276 is basically, you wake up in the morning 276, by lunch you 280.
He measures very closely to Julius Peppers. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. You know what? Again, Lawrence Taylor's measurements weren't always the greatest in the history of the world, but his cocaine was pure and his mentalities were nuts and off, and he liked to slay people. I like people. That reminded me of, did you see Reuben Bain when he got drafted?
Yes, psycho. And he'll be next to Vita Vea.
He's a nightmare walker, a psychopath talking. Man, that dude was ridiculous. Oh, yeah, he made second Ice T's up in this joint. And the Klan, don't forget, River Beat Festival. Me and Sue Diop will be down there. But, dude, he is a nightmare walking, psychopath talking, look-alike Keldrick Falk.
You spill more liquor in bars from Rick. Okay, my bad. That's Rick Flair.
The thing, though, is I like about it is you put him with Jermaine Johnson. They signed John Franklin Myers. You know you got Jeremy Sim. Like, come on, dog. Is Mo on there? I'm sorry. Jeffrey Simmons. I said Jeremy, didn't I? Because you're giving me all these hand signals. I was like, Jeremy spoken. Am I high or what, bro?
You just butcher names. Spoken. You just butcher names.
Man, Mo Schefter, he's joining us now. I'm sorry. It's a Freaky Friday. How are you doing on this unbelievable Friday, brother? Because I don't know if you know, like, one, it's 69 degrees here in Memphis, so it feels perfect. Two, it is Friday.
John, lucid as hell.
And three, last night, draft had me, like, I was trying to work. I worked late last night, and I would have probably finished had not everything gone south at three. And then things go north for others. And then, like, I had ups and downs. I had thoughts of, like, Titans love mid-grade. Oh, hell, Sean McVay is now trying to be the smartest person in the earth. Don't you know that you could have got, like, a offensive lineman to help? They patchworked that offensive line together. I don't know if you know this. If you give Matt Stafford time in the pocket, I don't know if you know, MV freaking P.
Even with the epidurals.
Like, dude, and you want to keep him up. You got Puka, man. He's getting his rehab on. Come on now. Like, get something that's going to help right now. You beat Seattle. Y'all know y'all beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Let's get real. The Rams were this close. And with the 13th pick, they took the most mid-grade player I've seen in a long time. 15-time starter Ty Simpson. My ass. What in the hell is going on? And I do love the idea of drafting a quarterback. I do understand, like, people saying, well, you don't want to be the Saints without a plan. No, they had a stupid plan. It was called Taysom freaking Hill. What were you smoking? Crack? Sean Payton got too high on this horse, thought he was too smart. Sean McVay, you thinking you too smart? And you, like, playing for a future, which I doubt you're going to be there, because it was just two seasons ago that Sean McVay had to go to a retreat and refine his vigor to coach again. Remember? It's like, so what the hell were the Rams doing? Because I thought this is the team that was, like, most important was to get ready to go now, because they are this close.
Don't be hating no retreats, John.
I like retreats if I get to go to them.
What we're seeing here.
Diana goes with me. I'm in. I didn't realize how dope her legs were. She's got some nice ass legs.
Come on, Mo. Jump in here, bigger. Mo. We're tripping, Mo.
Sorry, Mo. What's up?
No. Listen. Let me touch on the McVay thing real quick. Because I agree with you. But the only thing to point out is this was a less need pick all the way. This was less need all the way.
You don't think he has? I always think McVay has such a big, like, power. That he knows he could, like, you're telling me, are they not hosting the Super Bowl out there again this year?
They are.
You're telling me less from his bosses were like, you know what, we're hosting the Super Bowl again this year. You know, last time we hosted was pretty good. By the way, I don't know if you know, our quarterback is MVP. We're this close. We just need another edge rusher. We need another offensive line and maybe another defensive back. And guess what? We're going to be good. Man, we've actually shored up our DBs. We just need a damn edge rusher and an offensive lineman. And you picked Ty Simpson, sorry ass.
I could not agree with you more, but I gotta point out one thing.
Point.
Remember, the Rams, although very wrong, Rams management and ownership were willing to trade away Matt Stafford a year ago.
True.
Sean McVay was the one who stood up in the room
said, "Hell,
and
did
said, I really don't want this to happen." And according to the reports, there was some sort of, I guess, Ty Simpson's dad is a head coach somewhere at UT Martin. I don't know where that is. I don't know if y'all know.
I know about it. I know many of football players that played in Martin.
And apparently he has, and this is all a report from Tom Pelissero, by the way. Apparently he has a friend of his that is a coach on the Rams staff and or a scout, and Les Snead basically said, "Yeah, he should enter the draft because I'm going to draft him." And
I heard that too, and again, like the rumors and all this stuff, and that's why Ty came out so early. I would just say if Les was that absolutely neglect, like this is neglect
fact.
In my opinion,
fact. Fact.
I mean, do you realize next year there's a dope ass draft? They're like, there's like some serious kids who coming up right now, and you got a guy again. I like my quarterbacks to get some starts. He started 15 freaking games, bro. He's 6'1". He does nothing special. His arm is average.
Yes.
His height is average. I mean, he's 6'1" and a half, by the way. I had to look at it because, they got his measurements now. And 210 pounds. Mother bleeping son of a... what I'm the bleep?
I'm with you. The Rams did nothing this offseason to ensure protection of Matthew Stafford, and that is negligence.
Thank you.
Negligence. I was okay with what they did with their late first round pick by trading for a corner with one of the best corners in the league. That I was okay with. They could have taken the other guy from Utah.
Thank you.
They could have taken Monroe Freeland, who I think Mayawaga is the best prospect by far. But I think Monroe Freeland has the highest ceiling of all these tackles available.
And he's the kid from Georgia I was talking about yesterday.
Correct.
And I think Carolina picked him up, if I remember, to go with Lil Bryce.
Go with Lil Bryce.
That's a great draft pick.
I agree.
That's a great draft
pick. They got the
pick.
Biggest wide receiving room in the National Football League, the tallest by far. Now the only thing that scares me is they got a guy who's 6'7". I'm just kind of one of my dudes about, 6'5", maybe. No, but he's got mad skills and everything. I still think, though, I guess there's just so many things. Monroe Freeling didn't even go till 19, and at 13 you took Ty Simpson. Reuben Bain also was sitting right there, who looks like he is ready to kill someone right now.
He is.
He wasn't ready to sign the autograph. He didn't care about no pictures. My man just wanted to get to work. All he is about proving people wrong. He's the best damn player in this draft. I'm going to get to the quarterback, and I'm going to put his ass on his back. How you like me now?
Preach.
Bro, the Bucs stayed patient and got a top 5 pick at 15. That's a win.
I can't believe the Bucs got Reuben Brown. If you would have told me at 15 he was going to fall that far, I'd have told you that crack is whack.
Reuben Bain.
And it's... No, it is whack, so I would have told you the truth. Hold on, let me think
something
Bain,
else. Reuben Bain, John, not Reuben Brown.
I said Bain.
You said Brown.
No, I didn't.
We got audio.
Reuben Bain's insane, man. That's what I always say.
We got playback, John.
Did I say Brown?
We got audio, John.
Hey, plus, I like him next to Vita Vea. I mean, if you're going to take a killer and put him next to a killer, that's how you do it.
Dude, yeah. Vea, ooh, and Ruben Bain. Mm.
Ruben is more going to be on the edge, but he can also slide inside, especially in sub packages. So, like on pass reference situations.
Oh, hell yeah, he can play every. Like he said last night, I can play anywhere on the line.
He can. He's a beast. And like I said, bro, I can't stand these people that think these quote unquote measurements are so black and white, because what you could perceive as a weakness is somebody's strength. And I think his short arms, he has shown he can use that to his advantage, because he can get more inside
just like a guy like
pad level.
Hey, remember this guy they said would never be a good pro? Aaron Donald, because he had the shortest arms. They called him Baby T-Rex. He's only 6'1". He's got arms that are shorter than John Holmes's what? And this dude only ran faster than LeSean McCoy did in his 40. He only sacked more quarterbacks and literally single-handedly picked up Joe Burrow, threw him to the ground 2 times, and won a Super Bowl on his back in the last 2 plays of a game.
Facts.
So, like, Facts. Sometimes you just need to look at the tape and realize he is physically stronger. He is better. His technique is ridiculous, and he dominates everybody in front of him. And that's what Bain did this last season.
You know, look, again, I go back to the two names me and Germ talk about. Germ mentioned Elvis Dumervil, and I mentioned James Harrison. You know, like, great guys, quote unquote, short arms. Like, bro, you know, it's not. Everything you said is completely accurate. The kid is a football player. He's got a tool bag with him, and the Bucks won. The Bucks won so big, saying that
didn't even make sense.
That was one of my favorite picks of the draft.
Man, we got so much to get to on this beautiful Friday. It's like, oh no, it just went. Just as I looked at it, it went from 69 to 70 degrees. I guess we're finished, but we're not finished on the show today. We got a lot of football to break down. We have so much to talk about from the first round. Me and my man Mo Schefter, Views from the 22, have literally just stuck our pinky toe in the water. You know what I'm saying? We just dipped that joint. Just dipped it. Like like a pinky print? Just do a little bitty bit. That was just a little pinky print.
You're stupid.
The rest of the show is going to fly by. Don't touch that dial. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Available locally on your radio dial as well as around the world online at sports56whbq.com. Take us with you everywhere by downloading the Sports 56 app. And at home, just say, Alexa, play Sports 56. Wherever you are, it's easy to stay tuned to Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Back to Sports 56 Happy Hour with Johnny Radio. This hour brought to you by MemphisMoldInspector.com. Here once again is Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. Happy Friday, everybody. It is a beautiful day, and I got to tell you right now, if y'all can't tell, I can't breathe through my nose. Couldn't do a dead gum gator tail or whatever you call it these days that the kids are talking about.
Gator tail.
Can't even get Afrin up my damn nose, man. It's terrible. It's called sinuses, allergies. They suck, man. I probably should see a doctor, but you know what? I don't like that. One, they're expensive. Two, I hate taking the time out of my day. I'm kind of busy. And three, like, in my body's supposed to be able to fight this issue off by itself.
One would think.
That's what I'm hoping for. And I'm using the real Sudafed that you have to show your ID for. You know what I'm saying? Why ain't that working? If you can make meth out of it, how come it can't dry up my sinuses?
That's a good point.
But the point is, the air you breathe is very, very important. Like important. And right now, if you got allergies, it stinks when you go outside. But you know what? The inside of your house could be even worse, because the air we breathe naturally, it's so simple, it's so chill. And you think when you go in that air conditioning crib that everything's Gucci? Not so fast, my friend. It could be hazardous to your health. If you have a child on the way, if you're selling your house, if you're buying a new house, if there's something where you've noticed you've been a little bit sick lately, if you have older folks, if you have anybody immunocompromised, to be honest with you, if you're a human being, you need to reach out to my friend Stan Mosier, the Memphis Mold Inspector. He's the only licensed mold assessor in the Mid-South. Call Memphis Mold Inspector to check the quality inside your home or office. He has more scientific equipment that looks at particles and stuff than the damn Ghostbusters had ectoplasm to get rid of the damn, what was it, the State Puff Marshmallow Boy. Correct. Is that right?
State Puff Marshmallow
Boy. I did better than Reuben Brown when I called him Brown instead of Bane. Hey, and he's insane, Bane, man.
Hey, shout out to Quentin Berry.
I was also thinking about it. I think he'd whip Orlando Brown's ass right now. That's what I like about Reuben Bane. He'd get up and sign him with his little T-Rex arms. This pimp one, slap him.
This one I'm going to throw you off it.
Orlando Brown can't see like me today.
That's so Raven Orlando Brown or football Orlando Brown.
Didn't one of those Orlando Browns get hit in the eye with
Yes, that's why I said my eye. I'm going to eye doctor at 2 o'clock, man. Eye doctor, right? Right. I'm scared I'm blind, bro. I didn't tell you this, my eye be messed up bad, bro. So, back to the air that we breathe. Make sure everybody goes to MemphisMoldInspector.com. Tell them Sports 56 sent you to get a great discount. But I'm dead serious. He's the only licensed mold assessor in the Mid-South. That's Memphis Mold Inspector. Go to MemphisMoldInspector.com. His name is Mo Schefter. Yo, what up, Mo?
Hey, man. You know, you do a great job with these cuts, bro. These promos, these ads. You like it sticks in my head. So that's one. Shout you out real quick because you do Thank a lot you. Of great things. And I wish I could say that about the majority of these foolish-ass NFL GMs. Because I'm gonna tell you this, Johnny, I'm on with all due respect to the mental health community. I'm bipolar today.
I okay? like it
because I was very happy with what some of these teams did, and there's video evidence of the other part of me that is just ticked off, man.
Where can I find this video evidence, by the way?
On 94 Feet of Life's YouTube channel, where I said, if the Arizona Cardinals select Jeremiah Love, I am walking off this stream right now.
Okay, I'm with you. That's where I told, I guess when the show opened and you weren't on the program, I said, man, it wasn't long before I lost my mind last night and was screaming. Could have got done probably listening. 2 hours faster. I was screaming right after, like, Arizona took Jeremiah Love. I'm like, dude, like, so you got three running backs. No linemen, no quarterbacks. Your defense sucks. What the hell is it? Like, I don't give a damn. Even Bo Jackson himself, before he ripped his hip out, couldn't run for this Cardinals team.
Sounds like a perfect Wildcat team to me.
Yep, they need a little bit of Goldie Hawn up in their life. But, yeah, that's where I lost my mind. Then I lost my mind with the Tennessee Titans. Then my mind got back right with the New York Giants and what they did in the first round getting – like, getting Reese and Francis, you get the best offensive tackle possibly. And Dog. You get probably one of the best hybrids to go with. One, your defense, which has the perfect parts to have him, like, kind of fit in, if you know what I mean. Like, I love the Giants. I couldn't believe Reese fell into their lap.
Listen, let's talk about the Giants real quick, right? What was something we said this on the happy hour? We said this on 94 Feet of Life. I said somebody is going to panic, and John Harbaugh is going to do what he always does, which is stay patient and show you what smart football moves look like. And that's exactly what happened. And the fact that he took Arvell Reese, shout out to Pepper Johnson and Carl Banks and Lawrence Taylor, a couple names that I heard last night. The fact that they took Arvell Reese, who's we forget about it. He's arguably the best player in the draft.
I mean, he's the biggest freak specimen by far.
Hey, quickly,
in my
guys.
Opinion.
According to ESPN, Arvell Reese was the number one overall pick, and Francis was the number one tackle. So the Giants got both number one at their positions.
Brother, you know how I feel about Mayawaga.
Like, yes,
I thought you could take him number one overall and be justified. So they got two arguably number one overall players. And they did nothing. The Giants, far and away, had the best first round last night. And again, Ravens fans, although they made a smart pick, they took the guy we all thought they would, the Penn State guard. But, bro, y'all might miss John Harbaugh because this is what he does. This is what he does. Ravens. And the Giants' DNA has already changed just off of last night now.
Yeah, and it's kind of wild because people, every, like, I hate to say this, man. Please, somebody put my boy Mel Kiper at Town Village Alderman Square, please.
Are you putting Mel in town?
Because he's an idiot. Do me a favor. Also, some of these kids that are writing some of these articles, hire an adult. Somebody that's watched more than, like, a year of football, please.
Yes.
Because some of the stuff they say is absolutely asinine.
Yes.
I literally almost fell over when they were talking about, I can't believe they took Reese at 5 with Jeremiah Love. They were saying that, man, they got Thibodeau and they got Burns and Carter and what are they? Do they know what they're going to use? Yeah, they're going to make it an off-ball linebacker, and it's going to make sense, and he's going to be a baller up in that defense. And if you don't know football, don't be writing about it.
Okay, I just remembered I might be on here for an hour. So Arvel Reese is a complete football player. He's a prospect, yes. Is he NFL ready? 1,000%.
100.
If you want to play him off ball, play him off ball. If you want to put him on the edge, play him on the edge. You know who he is to me? He is to me a hybrid, and again, it makes sense. He is a hybrid of Jamie Collins and Dante Hightower. Who was his defensive coordinator? Oh, yeah, Matt Patricia. And we can talk about Patricia all we want. But, bro, what Hightower and Jamie Collins did in their role for that defense for a better part of 10 years can never be understated. Never be understated. They were the heart, especially Hightower. So I say all that to say you can put him off ball. You can give him the green dot. You can have him rush the passer. You can put him on the middle on third down passing situations. This dude is a complete baller. Complete baller.
Dude, you can also, the thing about him, I love how you can do the 3-4, the 4-3 so easily with him.
Oh, my God.
You can hide it. Yeah, you can do anything. And then you also have other guys when they get healthy, you know, like when I think they're getting rid of Kayvon Thibodeau, I'm pretty sure, you know, pretty soon, because I feel like Carter's going to end up taking that. You got Edmonds, you're going to have Reese and Burns. They'll have, who's the big fat nose tackle?
Well, they lost Dexter Lawrence, remember?
I know. That's why I'm trying to remember the guy that they got to replace him.
Yeah, me too. I'm scrubbing his name right now.
I know Darius Alexander is one of their defensive ends, and then you have Roy Robertson.
Yeah, and Sam Roberts right now is their nose tackle.
Sam Roberts. Okay, yeah. That's why I couldn't remember because it's Sam Roberts. Yeah, yeah. Oh, damn.
So, Johnny, it's not a guarantee they're going to get rid of Thibodeau. You know why? They don't have to.
You don't think
they need the New York Knicks to just get rid of a Thibodeau for no reason. You know what I mean?
True. I just figured, you know, Harbaugh can move. Oh, gosh. Don't even get me started about the Knicks losing again. Down 2-1.
That's a nice bar right there.
That was a nice bar. By the way, who dropped, who said don't touch that Knicks team? And I said just take Timberwolves. The only thing I bet on.
It's true.
Timberwolves. I had one play because it was scared money don't make money, but scared money, like I couldn't take Atlanta even though I felt like Atlanta was going to win. But it took a, like, C.J. McCollum pimp shot. That was beautiful.
When you know your money, what your money is about, it ain't going to be scared money if you save it.
True that. But I just wasn't risking it because I, you know, like how it is when you go on them hot streaks? Because I tell y'all all the time, in game, first halves that go crazy when they score out the frame and all of a sudden them totals go under, bro. Second half, man, they're going to shut down, lock down on D in the third and the fourth.
In the playoffs.
In the playoffs, it's always like that.
Especially in the playoffs.
Under makes me get Lululemon.
Damn, who's my guy? No risk it, no biscuit. Who's that?
No risk it, no biscuit.
No risk it, no biscuit.
All right, man. I have been off. Sorry about that. I went off kilter for 2 seconds. You were talking about how upset you were. We can watch this on the video over at 94 Feet of Life. Views from the 22's got all kinds of stuff, I'm pretty sure, as well. But you went crazy, you know, Jeremiah Love with the Cardinals, and you talked about some of the general managers. Again, Harbaugh and the Giants did a great job. Can I ask you why everybody is so sold on the Jets doing just as much with three picks? Do I like their first pick? I love their first pick. Do I like their second pick? Maybe. Maybe. Do I like their third pick? Maybe. I want to know really realistically. Like, everybody keeps telling me that, you know, getting – I like Cooper from Indiana. I think he's going to be a good NFL, you know, football player. But, again, like, Cooper and Indiana had a really special team last year.
But he got Lavernius Coles written all over him, if you ask me.
Mm.
A lot of
That's speed. A good one, Darian.
Mm. Yeah. He's good in zone coverage. I know that. He finds the openings, and I like that about him. And he also can make the catch in the back of the end zone, as we saw with Indiana last year, get his feet down. I still think Malachi Lemon was such a great pickup by Howie Roseman. This dude only dropped 0.9% of his balls, the highest in football. There were some really good GMs. Who were the ones that, though, that really, really pissed you off?
Okay, so – look, since you asked about the Jets, you know, like, whatever. They had three first-round picks. This is what they chose to do with it. I don't like it. I don't think
Sadiq
is worth a first-round pick.
Me neither. I was shocked.
The wide receiver doesn't really do anything for me.
Again,
I think there were better options available. And who was the other guy they took?
They took Cooper, Sadiq. The kid
from Oregon,
the big 6'3" kid from Oregon, who basically can run and gets open and blah blah blah, and everybody's like, he's Vernon Davis, maybe.
Yeah, like I don't think they maximize.
Who's throwing the ball to him?
Fact.
Geno.
Shut up.
A quarterback that couldn't pay off a $600 debt, but I digress.
Yeah, dude. Like, IK come up in that locker room. Their season's already over, just like Aaron Rodgers on the fourth play.
You didn't hear him. As soon as you said Gino, he was waiting on you. He said, shut up.
Third play. Was it IK Iamale?
Yeah, something like that.
He broke that jaw, son.
Hey, Mike, quickly. Hey, let me ask you a question. If I say the Dallas Cowboys drafted Darren Woodson, a.k.a. Caleb Downs, would you agree or disagree?
I would not disagree. So let me answer that question directly, and then I'll get back to the GMs that I was disappointed with. I thought the Cowboys hit a home run, first of all, with everything they did yesterday. I loved that they were aggressive and went to get Caleb Downs, even though they just moved up with Miami. Nonetheless, it showed conviction. It was sort of a sexy Dallas pick, which helped Jerry Jones check it off his list. And it was also a smart football pick. So very rarely do those two things coincide with the Dallas Cowboys, especially on draft night. But they hit it out the park. You bring in somebody like Darren Woodson thing. I mean, I love that. Like, he can be in the slot. He can be a corner. He can sort of be in that Devin Witherspoon role, Nick Emmanuel role that the Seahawks have him in. He can also be in the Darren Woodson role that Darren Woodson was in, you know. Same with the other Woodson. Like, I just thought that was a great pick. And when you look at Dallas Cowboys film, defense, yes, they had a lot of holes. Yes, they had a lot of weaknesses. But the one thing that constantly stood out, especially in passing situations, was their safeties were out of place. Their safeties put in cover in space, and their safeties were constantly getting beat whenever they had them come down and cover, whether it was a tight end or a slot receiver. So you bring in somebody who, while everybody talked about the pass rush, and yes, but you bring in somebody who could not only mask those things, who can also now in situations be a lid to a defense that had no lid. So I love the Dallas pick.
I do, too, because, like, I keep trying to think, you know, ever since he said Darren Woodson, I haven't been able to think of a better comp, actually, for Caleb Downs.
I've tried. The smartest producer in the land.
He might be, dude, because I literally have been tried. He's not a Kyle Hamilton. He's not a Jesse Bates. He's not any of these.
And with all due respect, Mo, he ain't Rod. The other Wilson was Rod. I don't think he's Rod.
No.
I think Darren, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, Woodson, when he got later in his career, could also
With the way Rod Woodson moved around the defensive back
position.
Positions.
Versatility is what I meant.
If Derwin James ever played anywhere other than Los Angeles, maybe, for so many crap coaches before.
That's a great point. As far as GMs that I was upset with, Howie, to be honest, kind of disappointed. He traded up to go get a wide receiver. And
You were disappointed in Howie?
A little bit.
I was kind of, okay, this is great because I love this stuff. I love when we kind of agree, like kind of disagree a little bit. I thought it was actually genius because it does open up what I think is the inevitable A.J. Brown departure. And to be able to get somebody who literally is probably, I think, the most pro-ready wide receiver in the draft. He only dropped, like I said, 0.9% of his balls. He has great hands. He's a route runner. He's good against press coverage. If you just put the ball around him, which one of the best back shoulder throwers in the NFL and deep throwers of the football is Jalen Hurts. You know, again, this is a guy who does not throw a slant very well. Malachi Lemon ain't going to be out there trying to run that. It does, though, one thing. It does make their wide receiving room a lot smaller with Devonta Smith and Malachi Lemon.
Sure. No doubt.
And Hollywood Brown, I guess.
Which I don't disagree with. That's why I said, like, because I also, the one thing that I said, okay, well, maybe he saw it this way, is everything you just said, as well as, this wasn't a deep draft. This was a draft that had some top heavy
guys.
The tackles, I think everybody that took a tackle yesterday won. And I still think there's some corners available, including the kid from Tennessee.
Gerard.
Is it Hood or something?
McCoy.
Yeah, bro. Oh my God. Yeah, I thought he was worth. I thought he should have been the first round pick. Honestly, shocked he didn't go in the first round.
I think Gerard McCoy is probably the highest ranked player left on the draft.
But it was
board.
The medical.
That wouldn't shock me. That would not shock me
because I had him as the number two overall cornerback. But you know what, though? I hadn't even got to like half the stuff.
You guys need a podcast. You heard that before?
Yep.
Yeah, dog. This. So I'm going to do a show this weekend with Germ. And we're going
to
be a lot more.
You need
more
to make John. Make
John
make time for you, Mo.
Do y'all know right now? Like, I have to go to Got to do Superman show after this. I got to then go over to Harden House and keep working until like 10 o'clock tonight. When that thing is done, I will do more shows. I will do shows till the cows come home. Okay.
Fact.
Promise you that. I'll put out more content than people want.
I promise you this. I promise you none of us holding anything against you, bro. I promise you
that.
Yeah,
I know that. Y'all know what I'm working on. And, man, my ass is working.
Fact. We know this.
That's why, like,
we know this.
Yeah, that's why a couple people have been like, damn, I think Harden mailed it in. He's gone from no guests to a million. I'm like, well, they're great. I ain't mailed in nothing. I got a new driver. Don't be jealous. Don't be jealous.
Hey, that's 50 Cent said. I'm focused, man.
I love it, man. Mo Schefter and me are going to keep kicking it here literally till 12:30. We are going to take a small timeout. We're going to pay a few bills for this wonderful station over here at Flynn, and then we're going to come back and we're going to cut the draft up. If you want to join the program, text me at the Sissy's Log Cabin text and listener line, where life's too short for ordinary jewelry, and you know it is, because you get that girl a fake rock, you know what? You might be missing your 901-360-8255. That's 901-360-8255. Hit us up. Let us know. Ask Mo Schefter what he thinks about your team in last night's NFL draft and what's coming up ahead. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
You have opinions?
I think it's over.
Of course you do.
I don't think it's that simple.
Everyone does.
I got all the answers.
Hit us up on the Sissy's Log Cabin listener line at 360-8255.
I think it's one of the dumbest draft picks I've seen in the last 10 years. And it's got nothing to do with the player. You feel me? Because
it has nothing to do with the player. You're right. It has to do with 100% with what the organization is, where it's at now, and how the hell they're going to use him and utilize the best talent to their ability. And they obviously don't realize that three running backs don't make blockers or doesn't mean you can run the damn football if you have no offensive line.
Correct. And I don't want to hear nothing about Wildcats. The only Wildcats I want to talk about is the one that Michelle Pfeiffer is the head coach of. As far as the Arizona Cardinals are concerned, everything you said, right? But let's be real about something. More often than not, a player fails because of the team, not because of the play.
Facts.
You feel me?
Look at Sam Darnold. Look at Geno Smith. Rich Gannon. I mean, we can talk about this crap all damn day.
Correct.
I mean, take Matt Stafford out of Detroit and see what happened. He couldn't win a damn thing in 10 years and then goes to the Rams and wins the Super Bowl, was MVP last year. I mean, organizations matter. Even when the Lions are at their damn best, they still lying. Like, how the hell the 49ers beat them? I can't stand you either, Darian. It cost me so much money.
Listen, and let's just say this. Like, it's not like this is all they needed. It's not like they have a roster. It's not like they have a talent. So while you're rebuilding, which you're still in a three-year process of rebuilding, you're far from going to be a competitive team, the majority, more than half of Jeremiah Love's career will be over by the time you have a relatively competitive football team. And you took him at 3 overall when you could have taken a tackle. And you didn't have to worry about the second most important position for 15 years. Now, instead, in 7 years, they're going to need a running back. In 7 years, when we in Hardenhouse kicking it with a cigar and some Tito's.
Yes.
After we just came back from Codes, we're going to be talking about which running back should the Arizona Cardinals sign in free agency. Mark the tape, Darian, Mr. Number One Producer.
Man, I will say one thing, though. You know, I got to say, Mike Vrabel can pick him. Diana Russini's legs are fine as hell. I wish Jerry Springer was still alive. Could you imagine a Jerry Springer with Diana Russini and her family and Mike Vrabel and his family and that little Michael that's the baby that's like, you know, yeah, we're during their little relationship. Dude, and then remember, you saw the tweet. Who are the greatest NFL head coaches? And the NFL football players named Michael. Well, there only were 4 of them, woman. Mike Singletary, Mike Vrabel, obviously, you were thinking about. That whole stuff is wild, but some of the GM stuff is even wilder. But I got Mo Schefter for 30 more minutes, so come back. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.